Hello, my name is Allie Ang. I'm a pretty new fan of the RC, but I am now a dedicated listener of your podcast, and I can't wait for you to come to Connecticut so I can see you guys do a show live. Thanks for reducing all of life's best things to accommodate my easily distracted brain. Bye!
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 207, Playing Through Pain. Professional actors, like professional athletes, don't whine about the abuse their bodies take on the field of battle. They play through the pain with guts and gritty determination. Well, there's professional actors, and then there's us. Thank you for that Advil. Ouch, I really needed it. It's been a long week. I'm not recovering as quickly as I used to from the those long flights, those days of flying. I get there and go, okay, that was great. And then the next day I'm all stiff and sore.
Hey, what's that you said, old man? What's that you
said? Hey! You want to know what's the score?
Well, you know, my teeth don't hurt since I lost them.
I know.
You're not that old. Get out of here.
No, I'm not that old. But being on the plane gets me stiff, if you pardon the expression.
Congrats, you should fly more often.
Yes. And then being in the hotels, it's not like I'm at home, and I'm always constantly moving. And I'm in a hotel. I'm usually sitting at my desk trying to catch up on work, and that's not conducive to staying loose and limber. I got to get up and get moving.
Yeah, well, that's very true. I think I suffer from the same problem. On the road, we're either doing a show, which is painful, or we're sleeping it off in beds which are hopefully comfortable, or, like you, and like you, Reed, sitting at the computer for hours getting work done.
Yeah. And then sometimes it's dependent on the chair. Sometimes I'll be in a really good chair and work, and it feels fine. And sometimes I'm sitting just in a bad chair for 45 minutes, and I get up, and
it's too low for the desk or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not ergonomic. I feel like I need to be one of those NBA players who, when he's not actually playing in the game, he's sitting on the sidelines pedaling a bike, you know, staying loose, staying warm, staying, you know.
I sense a new clause in the tech writer. Yes.
You know what? Well, speaking of NBA players, isn't Shaq's the oldest player in the NBA right now?
How old is Shaq?
He's 38. He's
a youngster.
He's a kid.
Why, when I was 38?
He's a young whippersnapper.
We are all older than the oldest NBA player, and we're doing the complete world of sports, not just basketball.
I can't speak for everyone else. Even today, I feel like a day older than yesterday.
Yeah. And after today's matinee, I feel a day older than this morning.
Well, now, see, that's the other thing.
Playing through pain.
Yeah.
Yes. When some of these matinees, underattended matinees, are pretty painful.
Yeah. Well, but here's a sweeping generalization. Dallas audiences make more noise than New England audiences. Agree, disagree?
Totally agree.
Agree.
Yeah. Because they might be lacking in numbers, for instance, at the matinee, but they're making up for it. Their vociferous nature is totally making up for
it. There's a reason they call New England, they have England in the name New England.
Right.
Stoicism.
Stoicism. Oh, yes. Rather. Very funny. Very funny. I'm laughing my head off.
So where do you hurt?
I hurt in my legs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's
Does
just
your face hurt? Because it's killing me.
Nice.
We'll be right back.
Nice. No, it's just it's actually my legs, and I think it's because, I don't know how it is for you guys, this show, the sports show, is not as strenuous for me as it is, as some of the other shows. The Shakespeare show is much more strenuous.
Yeah, this show for you is more strenuous on your tongue and lips.
Yes, yes. For all the polysyllabic nonsense that I say. Yeah. Hollywood is a much more strenuous show for me, but consequently, I'm sort of more limber. I'm more loose.
Well, we play sports announcers. I mean, we're playing sports, but we're also playing sports announcers. The second act for me, this one, is moderately strenuous.
Yeah.
The first act, not so much. There seemed to be, for me, more just talky scenes in the first act. Not that we're not running around, but I don't seem to be perspiring at the end of the first act. So maybe overall, strange as that is for sports, this might be the least strenuous show for me.
Well, and for me, this show is it's actually like the Bible, and I think it's because in a certain way the sports show is similarly structured to the as our Bible show. In the late in the second act, I do a lot of
announcing and then pointing, and then you two guys do something funny.
Well, there you go. So what is
secret to our success?
I think maybe in this show, I think I look at us and when we're lined up in the threesome for the movie, the greatest sports movie ever, yeah. which is about maybe what, halfway through the first act, mm-hmm. two-thirds of the way, yeah. and I seem to be the only one sweating. I look at you in your spotlights and go, why aren't these old guys sweating? Why am I the one sweating?
Because we've written it that way, just like in the Bible show. We just sent Matt Croak, run off and get a prop. We're going to stand here and film.
Let's send the young Matts off to do something.
But are you sweating there just because you've been hanging upside down for the Australia thing?
Yes. I think that comes at a point in the show where I've done a little running around and have just been upside down. And I'm just, let's face it, working a little harder than you guys.
Yeah, I wanted to say something.
Yeah.
Playing through pain. Yeah. What are the worst few things that have happened to you that you've had to play through in the show? Not this particular show, any show.
Well, I mean, classically, I think it's two occasions in which I dislocated my shoulder during performances.
And finished the show,
absolutely. At the Liverpool Comedy Festival, I dislocated my shoulder on that slippery fake grass that they had on our stage for some reason in the Shakespeare show, and then in the America show, famously in San Diego, I was putting on my bra during World War I.
As you do,
as our doughboys, as our fighting men did, and I dislocated my shoulder just by putting the arm on.
And were you able to get your arm back in?
Yeah, I run back. I've gotten very good at it over the years. It hasn't happened in a long time, you know, knock wood, it hasn't happened, but I go backstage and I'm able to put it back in, and then I have to be very careful about it, but I, and it's sore. If I don't get it back in, I have about... It's happened a couple times where if I don't get it back in about 50 seconds, 115 seconds, then I go into shock.
Wow.
So I know that I have a very short amount of time.
And so what does it entail? Is it like in the movies, do you have to like go up against a post and like bash your soul?
No.
He's like your weird uncle who says, here, pull this.
Yeah, yeah, except I don't fart. It's just my arm comes out.
Right.
Yeah. No, I basically have to then pull my arm down and guide it back up in and underneath the thing. It's not like Mel Gibson.
And this is from an old swimming injury.
It's an old swimming
injury.
Thank you, 15.
Thank you, 15.
Yeah, it's an old swimming injury when I was doing the butterfly badly, really badly. But the other time, the biggest playing through pain for me was Chicago, that food poisoning. I got food poisoning at the end of, it hit me at the end of one performance, and you guys took me to the emergency room, I spent the night in the emergency room, I slept badly the whole next day, and I just ate nothing but, rice for basically 3 days.
So it hit you in the show, did you like toss your cookies, were you up chucking all over the place?
We ran out to the lobby, and I lasted about 5 minutes in the lobby, and I went, I gotta go, and I went backstage, and I was backstage doing all sorts of, I had stuff coming out of me all over the place, and we didn't leave there for at least a half an hour, 40 minutes, and then on the way home, I said, pull over, pull over, pull over, and before she had pulled over, I had opened the door and rolled into the curb to throw up in the curb. It was just nasty.
Oh, God. But didn't you also break your elbow or something, not in the show, and then you had to come back and do the show? Weren't you chasing Daisy or something on a sidewalk and fell? And
that's right, yeah.
I'm very fragile.
Yeah. No, but did you have to do a TV? I can't remember. Was it a TV show or you came back to an RSC show?
Yeah, I broke my arm chasing Daisy, and I still give her crap about it for breaking my arm. Way to go, you're three, thanks. And the next day I had a commercial shoot. This is 2003, when Daisy was three, and when there was a lot of TV work happening in LA. I went to the doctor that morning. They said, yep, chief, you did it. You broke it. Broke my elbow, and then my arm near the elbow, and then I had a commercial shoot that day, so I went into that. And then the next day, I went and shot at a costume fitting for 24. And I didn't want them to know that I did. Fortunately, it wasn't a cast. I didn't have to get a cast. It was just in a sling. So I did the old Bob Dole. I kept a pen in my right hand or a Coke in my right hand, and I just said, hey, how are you? I shook my hands with my left hand. So that was playing through some pain.
Well,
so if you watch my episodes of 24, as where I'm the Secretary of the Treasury, you'll see that at no time does my right arm ever leave the 90 degree. When I'm walking into the room or when I'm sitting at the desk, my right arm never moves.
See, I remember that episode, and I was thinking, wow, what an amazing actor's choice. He was like, I'm going to do the kind of, I'm playing on the left side of my body, and yet you were just playing through pain.
No, playing right. Through pain. That's what we got to do.
Hi, this is Beth Kennedy with Troubadour Theatre Company, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Well, but how about you guys? Have you guys been lucky?
Well, no. This summer at the Kennedy Center, I just ran and quickly turned to run off stage and pulled something in my calf and kind of limped through the rest of the show. We usually run up the aisle at the end of the show. And for the last couple of weeks at the Kennedy Center, I was just running gingerly. I remember one time in Pittsburgh, I pulled it at the Kennedy Center. This was the Hollywood show this past summer. I remember in Pittsburgh many years ago, it was the Shakespeare show. So 8, 9 years ago, probably, doing the Shakespeare show and turning. And again, it was my calf. Mm. But it was worse, that one, several years back, because I think we were about to do the encore, or in the middle of an early encore, and I turned and it just felt something go, you know, and ow, and go home, ice it, icy hot it, Advil, and it's just black and blue, you know. And so then you just sort of find ways to sort of do it a little easier and take more time and get through it. Also, bad plane flights or bad beds. Yeah. I sort of, my back sometimes gets sore, you know. Yeah. So then I just do, I warm up and you get through
it.
You're
very good about warming up.
You are very good about
warming up. I'm always impressed with that. I feel like I should get down and, you know, give you 10 push-ups or something. Cause it's, you're good about that.
Or just at least sit on the floor next to him while he works out.
But part of that is fear of hurting myself.
Right.
And I mean, I got away from it for a while, and I don't know that I was injured more, but my back got sore. So I think when we brought back the Shakespeare show, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, I started to warm up again, because that's, I think, by far the most physical show for me, maybe for all of us. And then I've pulled a couple things recently, so I just said, you know what, I'm just going to warm up. And I don't know if it prevents anything, but the first few falls in the show certainly hurt less.
Yeah. I was lucky, because when we were in Hollywood, we were in St. Louis doing Hollywood, I tweaked my knee. My knee just kind of spranged. And so, but fortunately, Michael Faulkner was there learning the Hollywood show. Mm-hmm. So we were just able to go, oh, good, Michael, you're on.
Yeah.
You know, I hope you know the show, because you're on.
Yeah, well, that reminds me, it wasn't... it was a physical injury, but it wasn't a muscle or bone thing. Remember, we were doing America, I think, in Cincinnati, and my voice went away.
I know. How do you do that?
Old iron lungs. Not that, I mean, sometimes when we come back after a long break, I get laryngitis because I push too much.
Right.
But sort of iron throat, and my voice was just going away. And then we had like 2 days off, and I said, okay, well, it's rough now. And then I came back, and it was worse. And it turned out I had gotten some sort of viral infection in a nerve that led to my vocal cord, and I had to go through like rehab. Fortunately, we had a break after that, but I had to go to like UCSF to a vocal specialist, and there was some fear early on, like maybe I had a brain tumor or something, because one of my vocal cords was not flapping.
In fairness, we've all been living with that fear that you have a brain tumor for a very long time.
People who know me think that frequently.
And was there any fear that when you got your voice back, it wouldn't be yours? You'd suddenly be like Truman Capote or something?
Carol Channing was the big fear.
That's the thing. You can tough it out physically, but if you've got no voice, what does an actor do? Unless he's Marcel.
But you, now you did yourself a big mischief in Colorado, right?
Oh, yeah. You have to go and remind me about that. Good grief. I'm never going to live that one down. I was milking a moment in Bible after a pilot, and the spotlights, I exit to huge laughter and applause, and Austin is left in his spotlight at the keyboard, and yet you were letting the laughter kind of roll, and I guess the audience got contagious giggles and couldn't stop, and I suddenly thought, I'm going to go out there and just make one little encore appearance. So I thought I would just zip through your spotlight, waving as pilot with my, you know, my scarf blowing behind me. And so I did. I went across the spotlight waving. They loved it. And I didn't see beyond the spotlight was the edge of the stage. And I fell off and after the show, went to the emergency room thinking I'd broken my ankle. As it turned out, I wanted it to be in a cast because then it would have been cool. Right. Instead, they were like, well, it's fractured, so you're just going to have to stay off of it.
Sprained,
or they said that there might be a fracture, but there was basically nothing that. They said stay off of it. So it was a terrible sprain. It blew up really big.
It looked like a baseball.
Yeah. It was nasty, and a hematoma that's still not gone away. But the only other, I think.
But you didn't miss a show for that.
I didn't miss a show. Yeah. No, I hobbled around several, but didn't miss a show.
Yeah, and then didn't you on the recent Bible tour in the UK, you did yourself something.
Oh, no, that was in Hong Kong.
Oh, in Hong Kong, that's right.
I was a walking, rippy catastrophe. I fell down the stairs in one performance, running to the stage. Didn't fall. I mean, I didn't go head over heels. But my feet went out from under me, and I sprained my ankle. They wanted to give me acupuncture. And I thought, enough pain already, please. Thank you very much. And that was right on the tail of having sort of some flu-y thing. And, of course, everyone walking around in Hong Kong with those masks over their face, suddenly I'm like, great, so I've got a broken foot and swine flu? Help! Get me out of here!
That is a mad-tastrophe.
It is.
You know, there's another thing about this playing through pain that I think about. When we got pretty uniformly good reviews for the sports show, we got one negative review here in, well, not negative, it was a good review. He said,
yeah, we had one great review and one good review here in Dallas.
And the good review said, it's a stand-up double. You know, he said,
a run scoring stand-up double.
A run scoring stand-up double. He said, oh, it's not, blah, 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 whatever. And he was very complimentary about us as actors, as individuals, which was very nice. But I was giving the review I was saying the review was kind of a stand-up double a little bit, because he was complimenting us. He didn't like the script so much. He was complimenting us as performers, and he was saying we were best when we went off script. Well, now, we don't go off the script as much as he thinks we do.
Fooled you.
We fooled him.
We're better than you think.
Yeah, we're better than you think, although does that help us? Anyway,
right.
But so, you know, for, you know, the next performance, I kind of played through the pain of that, because I always, whenever we get a bad review, I kind of, and a good review, I go, I feel it four times, as a writer, as a director, as a producer, and as an actor.
Yeah.
But then I started thinking about sports teams, like here we are in Dallas, the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Talk about playing through pain.
I mean, they're terrible. They know they're terrible. They know their fans know they're terrible. They know the critics know they're terrible, and yet they've got to go out and play every game.
Yeah, as they'll be doing this weekend. Although, you know, while we're here in Texas, I kind of am glad that they're losing, because we've gotten a lot of comic mileage out of it. So.
Well, and this goes back to the thing, you know, athletes get hurt, and, they go on the disabled list or whatever.
Yeah.
When we get hurt, as you've just been hearing us blather about, what do you do? Well, it's what Judy Garland said. What do you do when you're sick?
Yeah.
I straighten the seam in my tights and go on and sing Over the Rainbow. And that's kind of the way I look at it.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your aches and pains via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on our website podcast page, and you can post reviews at our podcast page on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website, reducedshakespeare.com, and our Reduced Shakespeare Company fan page at facebook.com. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, stoic warrior Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout out this week goes to Kelly Freeman. No reason, it's just random. Thanks to new fan Ali Ang for sending us that lovely message. You too can appear on the RSC podcast. Just record and email your message to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. And special thanks to Beth Kennedy from the Troubadour Theater Company in Los Angeles. They're getting ready to open their holiday pop music mashup, The First Joel. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 207 621st of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
A very quick correction. The previous podcast, a couple of weeks ago, I said, well, you have to consider the A's the last dynasty, because they're the last team to win three World Series in a row. And millions of our fans have responded to say, well, you know, the Yankees won three World Series in a row in the 90s, and we're in five in the World Series 5 out of 6 years. Well, actually, none of our fans. I caught myself.
Yeah.
Our fans are, our podcast listeners don't follow baseball, because nobody corrected
me. See, now, if I had made a similar mistake about a starship captain, we would have heard about it.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less.